dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she should leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yes, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time. She don't expect nothing from no guy. She plays aggressive, but she's still shy. But you never know her soft side by looking in her eyes. Knowing she can do for herself makes me wanna give her my wealth. Only kind of girl I want, independent queen working for her throne. I love her cause she got her.
What's up? Yeah, my baby right here on Spot On. Let's talk, let's have fun, and let's be smart. Every Wednesday and Friday at 7 until 8 p.m. Only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
It's your birthday.
Yeah. What's up, folks? Welcome back. It's been a while, right? I know you missed me. I miss you too, so I'm right here to give it to you as real as I always do, okay? All your folks tune in, know you're listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby right here, every Wednesday and Friday at 7 until 8 p.m. So tonight, or this evening, we got a lot to talk about. Do not touch that dial, all right? The show that keeps it real the way it should be. So, this week, or the past week, over the weekend, a lot happened. I was at home just chilling. My weekend wasn't that exciting. I don't know how about your weekend, but my weekend wasn't that exciting. I wasn't feeling too good. But, thank God, today I feel excited. I feel good. I'm loving my time at the studio. I'm, just enjoying to be here. So, tomorrow, for all your folks that don't know, tomorrow is Tupac's commemoration. We kind of celebrating the life of Tupac Shakur. He gets shot tomorrow in say 24 hours from now. So Tupac Shakur died on the 13th of September 1996. So tomorrow we're just kind of celebrating his life. So for y'all Tupac lovers out there, all the fans, be kind, you know, post on Tupac's page, just say, you know, rest in peace, or, you know, whatever you can come up with, just, you know, get some nice things to say. And, you know, I know I'm going to say something nice on his page. So today, apart from that, today we're going to be, you know, we're going to talk about bank robbery. We're going to talk about women the way we always do. We're going to talk about men. We're going to talk about marriage, relationships. We're going to talk about this best man that lost the wedding ring right at the very moment when, you know, they were supposed to say, I do, you do, you know, that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk about money issues, like, you know, a lot of scams, a lot of fake things and fake adverts going on in the internet. And, you know, guys are just posting fake jobs. So if you join us right now, do not go nowhere, all right? I'm going to be right back, okay? So you heard that, you know, I got a lot to talk about. So why would you change the channel? Don't change it, okay? I'll be right back.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs. I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to those, I'll be pimping like I supposed to. Rolling like I supposed to. Shining like I supposed to. In the club, freaking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a player bring his girlfriend to the club. Freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club. And wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, player, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm if I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend. But when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus, we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now, the moral of the story is cuff your chick. Cause, hey, I'm black, handsome, I sing. Plus, I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money. You better keep away from me, you dig.
Well, if you love your girl, I wanna keep you, girl. I'll be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I speak to girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I seen you, girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better treat your girl like another man will. Cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Now be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just get me right. Yo, lady, look at me cause she ain't hit me right. She probably used to like you cause you been the type. That's until it came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass looking thick in the light, I know that she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, sit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on the hair like we getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll swear just right. So if you're getting sexy and she fast me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glass up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. If I see her, I like it,
let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn, 28,
then I be like, girl, you know just who I
am, don't hate,
see, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pat. Teddy Payne was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a flirter, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Teddy Penderance. I be like, I'm a see ya, only mama me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what you say. He's so fine. What he do? He mad cause I'm looking, but I already touched her. I got your boyfriend mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Realize it me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. I'm the remix. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gonna hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, stunting like you all thug, we were switching numbers.
She looking at you and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy.
She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy.
I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, it's a player's field. Don't take no chick to the club when you just met him, cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt, soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Oh yeah, when I roll up, please believe it, I'ma flirt. Sometimes yeah, when I'm with my chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl, ooh, to me, your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me because I'm a flirt. I'm a Kels. I'm a T.I. I'm a flirt. T-Pain. Ladies, if your man ain't hit.
This is DJ Sugar. I am all about getting paid and giving back to my community. That is why I listen to Get That Moolah with Yemma Baby, only on Spot On.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby right here on Spot On. We back with a bang, okay? So, this is what's going on in LA. Strange stuff happens. Tupac was shot in LA. Right now, drama in LA. Like, so, I did my research and I heard that every week, every day, there is armed robbery and there is police cars chasing robbers. So the latest of what went down, like yesterday, these thugs robbed the Bank of America and they were involved on a highway chase with the cops. So what they did with the cops, you know, the cops were, you know, kind of catching up to them. What they did was they threw away, like they threw out all the money that they had, that they had, you know, robbed. So the all the guys in the streets, they kind of, you know, everybody's broke and everybody's, you know, trying to get paid. So they were rushing, of course, to get the money and the cops chasing the thieves. So kind of gave them a little leeway and they kind of, you know, escaped, you know. So they didn't escape, where two guys kind of jumped out of the car and then they, you know, the cops never found them. But there were like four guys and the two guys who remained, they were caught. So the police right now are looking for these two guys who jumped out of the moving car. This is crazy, you know. In LA, a lot of things happen. So it's just like a Hollywood movie. And of course, the chief of police in Los Angeles was like, "This is nothing. They've never seen before. So they only see this kind of stuff in the movies. And right now, they were living it. So you know, exciting stuff, right? So money issues. Everybody's getting paid. People robbing. People doing this and that. There's this crazy chick that, you know, this guy went to the club and, you know, they danced. He danced with the chick and then two chicks were kind of, you know, they sandwiched the guy and the guy ended up liking those two chicks. And they went back. Of course, the guy, you know, took the ladies to his apartment. So, you know, they did whatever took them there. And then when, as they was driving back, one chick left him and then the guy remained with one chick, the other chick. So what happened was the guy had a gun in the car. So the chick, you know, started doing some things that, you know, some things that, of course, the guy liked. And then, while the guy was driving. So, of course, it was exciting and the guy kind of lost his mind. And then the chick, you know, just grabbed the gun that was in the car. So when she grabbed it, she kind of, you know, she was demanding cash. And she told the guy that, I want cash. I want more cash. The cash that you gave me is not enough. So I want more. Are you going to give it to me? No, not are you going to give it to me, but I want cash. She was demanding. She wasn't asking. So the guy was like, oh, yo, I'm driving. And, you know, we was just doing it a while ago. So, I mean, can we concentrate here a little bit? Can we concentrate? You know, just do what we do right now, and then we're going to take care of business later. So the chick was like, I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my money right now. You know, so you either give me money or I'm going to shoot you. So, you know, I don't know what happened after, but the police said, or the guy said, that made him crash his car, you know, on the side of the road. So it was an accident, a mad accident. The guy didn't get that injured, but the chick who had the gun, she got, you know, her face was damaged and she got a black eye and she was arrested. And right now she's being charged for robbery with violence. I don't know what's wrong with people, man. You know, in a car, you're pulling out a gun, having sex. In the car, you pull a gun, you want cash. Can we concentrate? Can we do one thing at a time? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. I mean, I'm not mad at her. I mean, well, I'm mad at her because I would really freak out if, you know, if a chick pulled that kind of stunt on me. I would not be happy about it, you know? I would expect that, you know, she go easy on her brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we had an agreement that we're going to go back to my spot and we're going to do some things, and then I'm going to, you know, reimburse you some fee, you know what I'm saying? You should try to stick to the agreement that we had. This is what makes people lose out on you know, a lot of opportunities in life. This is what makes people lose out on money, on relationships, on good grades, if you don't got patience. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if the chick just had more patience, maybe the girl would have been, yo, you know, can you be my regular client? You know, can we do this more often? But because she didn't have patience, then the girl, you know, that happened. And right now she got a scratch face, she got a black eye, and she, if she's indicted for the crime, she's going to serve up to 20 years in prison. Robbery with violence ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, like everybody be like, you know, what if you kill the guy? What if the guy died because of your fault? So ladies out there, can we behave? Can we please do one thing at a time? You know what I'm saying? Can we have patience? Can we at least be sane and do things sanely? You dig? You know, that's just my opinion. I don't know what your guys think. I don't know if you think that she did the right thing. But I'm just saying that I don't think she did the right thing. I think that she should have been more patient. And luck would have come her way. At least, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you get what I'm saying, all right? So, yeah, I mean, that's that. That's LA. You know, that's you know, stuff happens. Apart from that, there is this person. Before I go to that, that is so exciting. I'm trying to save it for the last, because we are talking about money issues today. There is this guy who, of course, was, you know, was broke, and because he was broke, he was, you know, trying to make some money, and the lady was, you know, he was in a relationship with this girl, so the girl was just hating totally, like she was not taking the guy's, you know, not having money lightly. So, like, you know, day in, day out, she just kept pressuring the guy, like, yo, can we get food? Can we get money to buy a couch? Can we get a big tree TV? You know, can we get a nice ride? Like, yeah, my baby's ride. You know what I'm saying? So this guy got so frustrated that he did not know where to go or where to go get the job. So, you know, I mean, luck smiled down on the guy. And, you know, as it turns out, he had a little something going on the side, but, you know, not, you know, just for a while. And then he got kicked out of the job because they said he was a lazy bum or he wasn't, you know, working the herd. So his employer fired him. So the guy had no job. And he, you know, the wife was still nagging, the girlfriend, you know, going, you know, all out, you know how ladies can be, they can talk, right? So the guy got so frustrated and then he gave up and he told the lady, I am not going to do this no more. I'm not going to look for no work. I'm going to be here. and, you know, you do what you want. So when the lady heard that, she said that, oh, is that right? Did you just say that I do what I want? Okay, I'm going to do what I want. So the lady started pimping herself. You know how you pimp yourself, like, you know, take yourself to the street and be like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I kind of dig y'all. So, you know, you want to get down with this. So that's what happened. And, you know, the guy got so disappointed that he trusted his girl so much, and he trusted the wife would never, ever, 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 ever look at another man twice. But she did, and she was sleeping around with other men for money. So what the guy did, he went out to the store and he bought a vibrator. Y'all know what a vibrator is? That, you know, little some. So he bought that, and and the guy turned the vibrator into an explosive. So an explosive device, so that when the lady uses the vibrator, it would go off. So he was trying to, you know, revenge. He was trying to make himself feel better. He was trying to punish his woman for being promiscuous. This is so funny. That's why I'm laughing. I mean, it's a serious issue, yo. You know, don't laugh about it. This is serious. I'm not trying to make it look like some joke. I'm trying to make you know, to let you know that this is so serious. And because the woman would have, you know what I'm saying, like vibrator and being an explosive, and you know using it and then it goes off. Would you try to picture the scene of the accident? Hell no. So, fortunately, I don't know what happened. The lady never used it. And then, you know, he came clean about it after a while. He felt guilty. And then he was like, yo, I got a confession to make. I mean, I was trying to kill y'all. And I put some explosive in the vibrator that I gave you as a present. But right now, I'm just trying to say that I'm sorry. And it will never happen again. But, you know, just so you know, you have my feelings. But you're going around and, you know, sleeping with, you know, other people. So, yo, folks, things we do for money. You know, what would you do for money? Like, you're broke. You're broke as hell. You got mortgage to pay. You want to buy a car. You trying, you know what I'm saying? What would you do for money? People do a lot of weird stuff, you know? So, would you risk it? Would you do something like that? Would you cheat on your man? Would you cheat on your girlfriend just because you want to make money? You know? Money. It's all about money. So today we are talking about money. If you join us right now, you're listening to Yama Baby on Spot On, only at radio.dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to be right back.
This is DJ Sugar. I am all about getting paid and giving back to my community. That is why I listen to Get That Moolah with Yama Baby, only on Spot On.
Crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Relationships can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls is what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A+ in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
Like I can sing though. So if you join me right now, yeah, my baby right here on your radio.dominican.edu. All right, we got the show every Wednesday and every Friday at 7 until 8 o'clock. Mark that in your calendar, or if you got a reminder, if you got an iPhone, an iPod, you know what I'm saying, just mark it down and do tune in every Wednesday and every Friday. So this is, like I said, today's show is just dedicated to getting paid, trying to get that money. So a lot of people are doing weird stuff just because they want to get money. So I'm asking y'all, what would you do just to get that money? If you're broke, you're out of school, you know what I'm saying, you graduated, you don't got no job, your partner is being, he's not understanding or she's not understanding, what would you do? Would you become so frustrated that you would sell yourself or pull out a gun or go rob a bank? Or what would you do? You can hit me up on my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/spotOn12. All right, or you know, you can share your comment. Or you can call the studio at 415-482-3587. Say that again. I'll say that again. The number for the studio, 415-482-3587. So, I want to tell you right now that there is a lot of scam going on in the internet right now. And, there's some advice saying that there's a lot of paying jobs online that you can just sit your butt at home and get paid a lot of money. So a lot of these adverts, you know, let me tell you right now, a lot of them are fake. So it's crazy the way guys are being deceived to send money so that you get, employed or you send your CV. And this is just how people are using your details to kind of, and they're going to take your information and then they're going to act on your behalf, or they're going to become imposters, So there is you transacting business out there and you don't know that is you. You know what I'm talking about. So here are the things to know, or, what you should ask yourself before you think about applying for a job that you don't know what the specifics are. You understand me? So, first of all, if you think that you've identified a legitimate work, at home job, and you think that is a trusted site or website, or legitimate job, that's what we're talking about. If you think that is a legitimate job, one thing that you should do, you should try to find out about the job at BBB. And, what does BBB stand for? BBB stand for Better Business Bureau. So this bureau maintains a national database of companies and complaints received about these companies. So if the BB or the Better Business Bureau rates your prospective employer as unsatisfactory, then that should be a red flag. You know what I'm saying? So if the company is rated unsatisfactory, don't go ahead with the application process, all right? Go somewhere else or try to look for another alternative, all right? So the second thing is you can also look up the company or the job at Federal Trade Commission. So the Federal Trade Commission basically goes after individual work-at-home scammers, and it searches the website for press releases and other information of, the employer that you're considering, to be working with. So Federal Trade Commission is also a trusted website that you can look up this company. And if it's not there, or if they say, if they say that these guys, they don't know, they've never heard of this company or the employer, get your step on. Go look for for employer somewhere else. And there is also another website called fraud.org. Fraud.org should be able to inform you about civil and criminal complaints with your respective employer, the guy that you're seeking to work with. Fraud.org, all right? So I'm going to run through the three websites again. Better Business Bureau, BBB, Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and fraud.org. If they say it's unsatisfactory, don't go against them, all right? Just, just try to look for other alternatives. Now, questions that you may ask yourself about these companies. So, first of all, ask the company or the employer who wants to hire you. Ask them, what task will I have to perform, or will you have to perform in this case? Ask the program sponsor to list every step of the job. Secondly, ask him or her or the company if you're going to be paid a salary or you're going to be paid a commission. Let them make that clear, all right? Third, you can ask who will be paying you, the name of the contact person that will be paying you this money. And, lastly, you can ask them, when will you get your first paycheck, all right? So you should be on the lookout for scammers out there, because you never know. These are tough times. And, for somebody to promise you that they're going to give you a lot of money just to sit your bat at home and, you know, get paid all this money. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just be on the lookout. Be very wary, you know. A lot of people out there are not good people. A lot of people are bad. I'm not saying all the work, you know, all the advertisement online are fake. I'm just saying that you should be smart about the way you do your things. Be smart. Be on the lookout for scams and don't get cheated. If employers are asking you for money to send your money with your CV, that's a red flag. Like, no employer would you be asking you for money and they want to hire you. You know what I'm saying? Does it make sense? Does it ring a bell? So be on the lookout and be a smart guy. You know, if you're tuned in right now, you're listening to Spot On at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. Don't go far. Today we are talking about money issues and what you would do just to get that money. All right?
DJ Sugar, I am all about getting paid and giving back to my community. That is why I listen to Get That Moolah with Yema Baby, only on Spot On.
the bed line.
Relationships can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls, is what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A-plus in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. So, you know, that song that I just played right now, I really, 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 really like it. And I used to love it really, you know, way back in the day, you know, During my days, we used to really get down on that sound. You know, buying somebody a drink, you know. We all feel good when we text people out to buy them a drink. And, of course, we expect one thing to lead to another. And, you know what I'm saying? Just, and then we see where we're going to go at the end of it all. So, ladies and gentlemen, just wraps up our first segment about money. If you got questions or if you got issues that you want to ask me, kindly hit my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/spotone12. All right? So right now we're going to move on to the next chapter, please, if you please. And we want to talk about this guy and this lady that was being, you know, that was getting married and stuff happened. But before we get to that, I want to talk about stuff that makes me mad, stuff that makes me angry. I know you got a lot of things that make you hungry, but right now I want to tell you about stuff that make me hungry. Maybe we got, you know, issues that are similar. You can relate to what pisses me off. You know what I'm saying? So first and foremost, what makes me mad?
Oh, I hate the weekends. They make me drunk and exhausted. You're tuned into Pet Peeves on Spot On with my boy Yemma Baby, every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. Let it all out, baby.
Cool, cool. So this guy, very beautiful, very blonde, beautiful face, soft face. This guy was just so beautiful, man. Some things I just don't understand. And, you know, she was in, from my understanding, she was in America's Top Model. And she was one of the finest things around there. And so I don't know what happened, but she got herself involved and she started taking drugs. Methamphetamine, she started taking meth. And she became so addicted that right now, when you look at her, I mean, she's not even 30, she's like on her 20s. But when you look at her, her face is completely destroyed. And, you know, y'all can look it up on the internet. Go look up this girl on the internet. Her name is, she was in America's Top Model. Her name is something. I forgot her name. But look it up, you know, look at the picture and her story. She doesn't say why she started taking drugs, but ladies and gentlemen, drugs is not good for your health. If you want to be beautiful, if you want to be handsome, you know, if you want to be a responsible citizen, drugs is not good for your health, especially hard drugs, you know. So y'all be careful out there. The folks that you hang out with, if they taking drugs and you feel like they're going to make you start taking these drugs, it's time to change the kind of people that you hang out with, okay? Because I would hate so much to see somebody that I know, somebody that was so beautiful at Dominican University of California, if I see them 5 years later and then they looking like, I don't know, they looking like, what's the right word? They looking like something else. They're not looking like them. You know, I don't want to say something nasty, but drugs, man, y'all, you know, and she's going to talk to Dr. Phil. Her family contacted Dr. Phil, and they're going to talk to Dr. Phil, and the lady's going to, you know, she's going to talk to Dr. Phil and try to, you know, state her case why she started taking drugs. That's not important no more, because right now her face is destroyed. So she's, you know, this is our recovery thing. So I know Dr. Phil, because he's a good doctor, a good psychology doctor, she's going to help her recover, you know, fortunately, or you know, they can get her into rehab, and they can, you know, get her back to the way she used to be. I don't think she's gonna be that beautiful, but you know, she got herself to blame, and nobody else to blame. I can blame her friends for making, you know, if that's the case, her friends for making her take the drugs. You only got yourself to blame, y'all. You know, so one of my pet peeves is, you know, people doing stuff and then them saying that it's their friends that made them do it. It's not your friends. It's you that did it. You know what I'm saying? You took the drugs and you put it in your mouth by yourself. Nobody did that to you. You did it by yourself. So, folks, it's high time that we start being responsible. Be responsible for your actions. Don't blame it for, you know, don't blame nobody else for your action. Just, you got yourself to blame. It's your life that you're living and nobody else's, okay? And some study was done, and, you know, yesterday I posted on my Facebook fan page, and there is this thing about people being lonely. So statistics says that loneliness, this is a research, by the way, it was done the other day. It says that loneliness weakens your immune system, and having friends or a significant other strengthens your immune system by 60%. Okay? So the reason why I'm referring to this research that was done is because I know people who start taking drugs start alienating themselves. And all the friends that they had, they start feeling as if those friends, especially if they don't take drugs, they're going to start feeling that those friends are being weird. Or, you know, you might have a friend who's like, yo, you know, yeah, my baby, I don't think you should be doing this and that. I don't think you should be taking, you know, this drug. So I'm going to start thinking that friend is a stranger because he doesn't like what I like. So think about it. Loneliness weakens your immune system, and having friends or a significant other strengthen your immune system by 60%. Think about it. Do you want to strengthen your immune system by 60%, or do you want to weaken it by 60%? Think about it, okay? And there is another research, of course, that was done about people being, what's the right word for it? People being stressful. I am going to give it to you in a little bit. But before I give it to you, there's another statistic, and it's very important, okay? It's something about the United, you know, people in the United States and people being, you know, people in Nigeria. So, you know, I'm going to give it to you in a little bit. Don't go nowhere, okay? If you join us right now, you're listening to Spot On, a radio.dominican.edu, your show. Yeah, my baby. Don't go nowhere, okay? I'm going to be right back.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember. Wasted.
hate the weekends. They make me drunk and exhausted. You're tuned into Pet Peeves on Spot On with my boy Yemma Baby. Every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. Let it all out, baby.
Yeah. So it's about letting it out. Just like, you know, that guy said right there. So the statistic that I was telling you about that I found so interesting was that 9.6 of its, you know, of the United States population is chronically depressed. And the United States is the most depressed country in the whole world. So the least depressed country in the whole world is Nigeria. That's funny. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, Nigeria got its wrangles, the Muslims fighting against the Christians, but they're the least depressed. And these statistics, you know, just came the other day. You wonder why the country with most, you know, with a lot of resources, the country with a lot of money, you know, is, you know, the country that's most depressed. That just, you know, that tells you something. So, folks, pet peeves, drugs does not make your life exciting. You feel excited for that for a little while, but after that, it's pure hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know the kind of, you know, you're digging for yourself a grave. You don't know that. But later on, you're gonna know that, yeah, my baby was telling me the truth. So stay away from drugs. Drugs is not good for your health, okay? One last thing, like, you know, before I go, there's this exciting story that I wanted to share with y'all. There is this guy who was getting married, right? And, you know, that is a beautiful moment when you get married. And, you know, of course, everything was just so perfect. His family was there. The girl's family was there. The preacher was there in a beautiful robe. And that time that they're supposed to say, I do, you do, you do love me, I do love you. So the best man, his best man was his brother. So the time came when the best man was supposed to give him the wedding ring, and it fell. So it fell, and, you know, they tried looking for it, and they never found the ring. So everybody was confused. Is the wedding going to go on? Because the guy, you know, used a lot of money to buy the ring, and the ring was nowhere to be found because the best man was grumpy, and the ring fell. So the guy wasn't mad. Apparently, he was a guy with a good sense of humor. So he laughed about it. And he said, the wedding must go on because I've been waiting all my life to cut this beautiful thing right here. And I want to go on with the wedding. So the guy asked the mom to give him the wedding or her wedding ring. And the mom obliged. So the wedding went on and they said, I do. And right now they're going to live happily ever after. So the preacher went back to the, you know, to the owl, and the preacher found the ring. So he came back with the ring, and the guy was like, oh, shit, we found the ring. So this is double blessing after all. So that means it was meant to be. I just love happy endings, folks. I love it, I love it, I love it. If it was you out there, would you have panicked? I know if it was me, I would have, you know, also laughed about it because I'm a nice guy, you know? I mean, it doesn't pay to be stressed about issues that you cannot, you know what I'm saying, that you got, you know what I mean. Anyways, it's been real, folks. If you join us today, we talked about bank robbery. We talked about a woman who pulled out a gun, you know, while she was having sex in the car. She was demanding money. We talked about this man that bought her lady a vibrator and put explosives in the vibrator. And we talked about being lonely and how it weakens your immune system, and you know what I'm saying. So if you joined us today, don't forget to join us on Friday. We're gonna have a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. Yeah, my baby, right here. I speak some Jamaican too. So in Jamaica, they say, "Happy see you later." All right, peace out.
It's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sail me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.